Now, we are told here in verse 20, and I drop down here, the poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. How true that is. Today, the poor man can no longer be a rail splitter by the name of Lincoln and run for president. If he lived today, he'd never be able to run for president at all. And you've got to be a rich man. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that is gracious to the afflicted, happy is he. And again, this is a real test of how you feel toward those that can do nothing for you. Are you doing something for them? And then verse 22, do they not err that devise evil, but loving kindness and truth shall be to them that devise good. How wonderful these proverbs are. And then let me hit now just a high place or two to finish this chapter. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. You know, some people just talk. They don't do. That's all that you get from them. Their doing is talking. Verse 24, the crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. Now, the riches here are not necessarily material riches. There are a great many folk that are rich, not in the things of this life, but in these things that are spiritual. That is the thing that's important to see. And then a true witness delivereth souls. That's verse 25. But a deceitful witness speaketh lies. The Lord Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. And then we're told, verse 27, the fear of Jehovah is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. What a wonderful thing this is. Now we move on down, verse 30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. All of these are wonderful, but I'm just going to lift one out, and that's verse 34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And that is something that is important. I wish that verse was at the United Nations and said they'll beat their swords into plowshares, because they're not going to do it until things are right down here. And they'll not do it until Christ reigns on this earth. And then they'll find out righteousness does exalt a nation. But today they don't believe it, but history bears audible testimony to that. The pathway of history is strewn with the wreck and the debris and the ruins of nations that didn't follow this. Sin is a reproach to any people. These are great proverbs that we're looking at in this 14th chapter. We're now, I would say, in the sophomore year of the young man in the College of Wisdom.